The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
You know, sometimes I feel like I'm living in a bizarro world. On the one hand, I turn on CNBC and I see them praising the fact that there are these new jobs numbers that just came out, hotter than expected. And then I go around the internet and there's similar headlines, hotter than expected jobs report for May. This is good news for President Biden, adding $273,000 payroll jobs. What the heck's actually going on here? I feel like, seriously, when you actually dive into the numbers, the mainstream media is absolutely just lying right to your faces. So what in the world happened? Well, we got the Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers this past week, and at the surface, it seemed like, wow, a lot of these guys, Goldman Sachs and Wells Fargo and Bank of America, they totally underestimated the fact that the economy added all sorts of new payroll numbers. Wow, more payrolls, that's good news, right? So this came in hotter than expected. Well, the truth is much darker. So can we actually tell you what happened here? I'm going to show you the numbers here, and I'm going to put up some charts here to illuminate you on this. But of course, what actually happened is that more Americans are losing full-time jobs, but they're adding secondary and more part-time jobs. So yes, we added more payrolls. More people with more payrolls is not good for America. More full-time workers are declining. So the real story is that Americans are losing their jobs. Americans are losing their full-time, stable employment jobs. That's what's really going on here. And what they're being replaced with are multiple jobs. I remember a few years ago, President George W. Bush famously, when a woman stood up and said that she's working three jobs right now, and she didn't finish the sentence. I don't know how she exactly said it. But at the time, we were all shocked because he said, oh, that's great. That's America right there. That only in America. And I thought, yeah, only in America, she has to work three jobs just to be able to put food on her table for her family? Or as President George Bush would have said, put food on your family? He said that. So this sort of out-of-touch idea that, yeah, we need more jobs because I've been cut hours at my other job. They don't want to pay me full-time position anymore, so now I'm downgraded to part-time. Oh, and then we got the other numbers this week on the amount of jobs being added in the United States. And most of the part-time jobs being added in the United States are not even Americans. They are illegal immigrants getting those jobs. So again, I feel like I'm living in an absolute bizarro world. I turn on CNBC and hotter than expected jobs numbers. Okay, I mean, we're living in a fantasy world right now. And during the same week, then you're starting to see these headlines. Well, this was a good week for President Biden. His poll numbers are up for the first time in months. Yeah, gee, I wonder why. Fake jobs numbers and a conviction from President Trump in a phony show trial in New York State that we now know is about to be overturned because of a mistrial or whoever knows else why it's going to happen. But we clearly are seeing the tea leaves on that. And I am not a Trump apologist, but I'm just telling you, you're seeing these numbers now from President Biden. They're saying, oh, some of these swing state poll numbers are tightening for President Biden. Okay. See what's really going on here, guys. It's all propaganda. So again, when you dive into these numbers, you're going to realize it's shocking and it's actually very troubling, but they won't tell you that over at CNBC because they're all in the tank for the Biden administration. And then you saw gold went down. Silver got clobbered. I think gold went down by like $100. And we don't see these sort of price actions on gold at all. We don't. Usually it's a very slow and steady, but suddenly $100 and silver also went down. So guys, what is going on? It's not like the economy is booming. There's inflation everywhere. They're busy praising these jobs numbers, and yet Americans are being clobbered. So what the heck is actually going on here? It's very, very tricky. So I decided to get on the phone with a few experts that I trust, a few economists and gold experts and precious metals experts that I trust. And I asked them all of this question, what are you guys seeing right now? What is the data showing you? And I put together a brand new report called Massive Shifts on the Horizon. And it's a fantastic report. I put a lot of answers in here that will shock you to the core. A lot of data, a lot of numbers. The Biden administration is flat out lying and cooking the numbers. If you want to understand what's about to happen, go and grab this free report that I just wrote. Really good stuff in here, guys. Again, it's totally free. Just go to our website and get it for free, morrisinvest.com/gold, to get that free report that I co-authored. It is eye-opening, and the numbers just don't lie. So again, we're going to see how June's numbers turn out over the next few weeks. We'll see that into July and what these part-time jobs look like for the United States. Americans losing their full-time jobs. Huge companies are laying off tens of thousands of people right now, and they're being replaced with part-time workers, and we're supposed to celebrate that? No, I'm going to give you the big middle finger, Washington, D.C. We are not going to celebrate that. That is not the American dream. So today's our Q&A episode, where you guys are able to leave us a voicemail question. We can answer anything that you guys are thinking about in the economy, real estate, investing, gold, silver, whatever's on your mind. And we will attempt to answer it here. We got our first few questions fired up, so let's take it. Here's Eric.
Hi, Clayton. This is Eric, calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'd like some insight on my situation. I have about a $5 million net worth consisting of $7 million in assets, real estate, and financial assets, and $2 million in liabilities. But I still have a W-2 job that I don't really like. And I am looking for some advice on how I can leverage my assets and rejigger my buckets of assets so that I can replace my W-2 income and just spend my time managing my portfolio of real estate. I only have one rental property. It's a rather large one. It generates, ideally, in best case, $60,000 a year in income or free cash flow. But due to the cost of insurance and other stuff, that's gone down the last few years. So it's probably closer to $30,000. Anyway, I would just like some help in redoing my portfolio. Everything's on the table to generate cash flow to my W-2. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric, and thanks for the humble question. You know, I think it's great to have that reflection time right now and to think about how can I make an improvement, right? At the end of the day, you've got these assets, but you know, $5 million in assets, but you've got $2 million in liabilities. So my question to you would be, have you done your freedom number cheat sheet? I know it sounds rudimentary and you might be thinking, hey, I'm a millionaire. But you know what? Sometimes it's good to be humbled, right? I went through this recently with my wife. We literally got back to basics with investing. We started acquiring new rental properties again, getting back to what got us where we are now and really got focused. And I'm really excited about that. And I think, you know, it's an exciting time to think. And it's also, again, an exciting time once you have that awareness that you're not better than anybody else, right? We all need to go through these periods of self-reflection and kind of sit down and think, okay, what do I want from my life? And that's what you're going through now. So my question to you is, did you download the Freedom Cheat Sheet? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But maybe it's time to go over it again. Just go to our website, morrisinvest.com/freedom. Download it. It's like 3 pages. And again, you might be a millionaire thinking, I'm well past that. Well, it's time to go back to basics. Go back to the basics. That's why I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad once a year, because it's sometimes we get off track. We need to get back to the basics. And so go through and find out What is your freedom number? You don't want to be at that W-2 job anymore. So what is the number that it would take for you to live financially free? Now, you've got a number of assets, but it sounds like you only have one performing asset. So I'm curious what those other assets are, and are they acting more like a liability than anything else? Maybe it's time to think about leveraging those assets through a home equity line of credit, some sort of portfolio loan on your assets, borrow against those portfolio of assets, and think about acquiring additional real estate. And again, I would also just book a call with our team, Eric. We can maybe help you with this and just talk you through maybe point you in the right direction. Our team is fantastic. You know, we have a team of experts. So just book a call with our team at Morris Invest and we'll talk it through. And we can kind of play with some of the numbers and see what you want to achieve. And we're going to ask you what your freedom number is on the phone, by the way. That's one of the first things we do. So when people book a call with us, they have to download the cheat sheet and run those numbers. So then what is that number for you and your family? Is it, you know, $7,000 a month? Is it $6,000 a month? Is it $10,000 a month for you to live financially free and leave that W-2 job? I think just getting those numbers down again and maybe doing a reassessment is going to really help you. I think unlock some clogged mind flow for you right now. And it'll help put those numbers down on paper. Where do you think you want to go? But then also look at those assets and can you leverage any of those assets? That would be my first thing if I was in your position. I'd be looking at how can I take equity out of those particular assets and roll those into additional rental properties. Or maybe the property you currently have is not, like the ROI is not there. And maybe it's time to think about a 1031 exchange, right? I mean, maybe this, and it sounds like it's a multifamily property. Maybe it's not turning out the type of results you'd like right now. And maybe the rolling this into a 1031 exchange, taking the profits and rolling those into like 7 rental properties, 5 rental properties, using leverage, using the bank's money. Again, these are all things we could talk about on the phone with you, Eric, and help you out there, because like our new construction properties get a minimum internal rate of return of 18%. Recently, I was talking with my father-in-law. He came to visit. We were talking and he said, you know, what's like the minimum return on one of your new construction properties? I said 18%. He about fell out of his chair because he's usually kind of looks at like 10%, you know, if he can get like 10% or 8% or 9%. And I said, yeah, 18% internal rate of return. And he said, all right, let's talk. So, and he's a big investor. He's got properties all over the country and everything. So, and I never like to push my family in that way, but anyway, my point is that property you have, that multifamily that's bringing 60, but now with insurance and taxes and other things you're dealing with, might not be the internal rate of return, or the rate of return might not be as good as you think it is. And maybe it's time to cut bait and roll that into a 1031 exchange and then upgrade those assets. So I think you've got a couple of options there, right? Obviously playing with the assets you have for leverage. The goal, though, ultimately, Eric, is to get you out of that W-2 job, okay? Move on from that job. And how can we bring in the amount of cash flow that you need every month? But you need to know that freedom number first. That has to be your baseline. Put that sticky note up in your office at your house. Like, this is the number you're going to work towards, so you don't have to do that W-2 job anymore. What kind of income would you need from your rental properties and your assets in order to live financially free? So I think we just need to move some chess pieces around in order to make that happen. Thank you, Eric, for that question. Here's our next one.
I'd like to say thank you for your videos and for the great information you provide on investment. I'd like to say a question about tax lien, and specifically New Jersey with the 2-year redemption period. What are the chances of you successfully getting the property after 2 years in a tax lien state like New Jersey with a 2-year redemption period?
Well, it's very good, actually. Tax liens are tricky. I've done a lot of tax lien deals in New Jersey, to be honest with you. But I haven't done them in a few years, transparently. So I don't know if any laws have changed since COVID and since, you know, new state legislature. I don't know in the years since I've lived there and in the years since I've done tax lien deals. Now, are you talking about trying to acquire a tax lien property at that 2-year window? Because what I used to have to do, and a lot of investors, you'd have to be prepared to go right basically down to the courthouse and stand there on that day, identifying the property that you wanted to bid on. And you had to have cash on hand. And it's a process. It's not easy in New Jersey. So that's why a lot of the multi-million dollar investors were the ones that usually, they would even send a liaison down there with, and I forget exactly, you had to almost have, you couldn't have cash. It had to be, it wasn't a check. Forget exactly, to be honest with you. I'm being totally transparent. It was like, you had to have, it's almost like a, you almost had like a traveler's check, like a, or a, you know, like a, I don't know, like a facsimile of the money to show. So you would go to the tax, you would go to the courthouse that day, you'd show them that you're a legitimate person with legitimate funds, and you'd present it to the courthouse, and you sort of identifying the tax liens at the tax auction. If that's what you're talking about, when they would hold the tax auction. So, but yes, I certainly picked up a number of tax lien properties, and I've actually bought quite a bit of raw land through tax liens as well, through that redemption period. And it's, you can get some great deals that way. So it's possible. You just need to understand. I would definitely, here's what my recommendation would be to you in New Jersey. Go to a local real estate meetup group. Okay. Go to a local real estate meetup group. Go to meetup.com and find a local REIA meeting in your neck of the woods. There were so many in New Jersey. Okay. So many. And I used to go to three different groups I was a part of and a member of. And, you know, you rotate and you go to different. They would usually hold them at different pubs and things like that. It was like a, it was a great night. Once a month, you get together and you put on a name badge and you say, you know, I'm a wholesaler, I'm an investor, I'm a hard money lender, I'm a realtor, whatever you are, you put your name badge on and you just hang out and have a beer with everyone and go to those and shake hands and talk to people. And then I would just go and really pick the brains of people that are in that room who are doing tax lien sales and purchases and find out what their process is like. And ask them their advice on how do they do it? How do they make sure they don't get beat by the multi-million dollar investors, right? That's the key. You have an idea. You're like, oh, this looks like a great property. I want to get my hands on this property. Yeah, but these other guys are like vultures, okay? So you need to know their strategy. But my thing is like, go and become friends with these people. Seek their advice. How do they do it? Take that next step, because New Jersey is an incredibly tricky state. And I used to wholesale deals there. I invested a little bit in the south of Jersey, but it's not an investing state that I'm interested in for a variety of reasons, but not the least of which is it's not a landlord friendly state. All right, our next question.
Edwin, and my question is, I'm still looking for a good accountant that understands real estate and a good lawyer. I'm in South Carolina. Also have a place in Tennessee.
All right. So you're looking for an accountant that understands real estate, and you're looking for a tax advisor, a tax accountant, and you're looking for a lawyer that understands real estate. My advice is, you know, I love the team at WealthAbility, our friends, Tom Wheelwright and his group. If you go to wealthability.com, you can actually just go to our website, go to morrisinvest.com. We have just click on the resources tab. We have a resources tab there for that reason, to help you with this. So I highly recommend the team at WealthAbility as a tax accounting team. Tom Wheelwright has created a network of tax accountants that understand real estate. Okay. He's trained them. They understand it. And then also on the lawyer side, our friends over at Corporate Direct, that's Garrett Sutton's company. They're fantastic as well. And they understand real estate deeply. They are his rich dad advisor for Robert Kiyosaki. So that would be a place to start. Again, you can go to our website, morrisinvest.com, and check out all of this information over there. So thank you guys. And if you'd like to leave us a voicemail question, go over to morrisinvest.com. There's a microphone icon on the right side of your screen. Just click it and ask your question. And don't forget to get that free report that I told you about earlier on gold and what's happening right now with this trouble on the horizon. Just go to morrisinvest.com/gold to get that as well. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.